My Husband Next Door by Catherine Elliott.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
For my sister-in-law, Chris, with love. Prologue. The first time I knew I was in any sort of trouble was this time last year, when I ran out of church, disastrous flowers in my hands, straight into Ludo. I was running from some very formidable women at the time, chief amongst them Celia Harmsworth, and the flowers were ones I'd been asked to arrange in the vestry. Celia had rung the week before to see if I could stand in for Venetia Rivers, who was heliskiing in Argentina, like you do of a Monday morning in June. Although I sniggered with my friend Lottie about women like Celia and Venetia, pretending not to want to join their gang, we jolly well jumped if they asked us to do something. Or at least, I did. "It doesn't have to be grand," Celia had barked down the phone from Longhorn Manor, or Foghorn Manor, as I like to call it. Had she barked from childhood, I wondered? When did one start? Adolescence? "But it does have to be yellow and white," she'd concluded. "That's the theme. Just do two arrangements, keep it simple, and we'll do the rest. Don't attempt to place them yourself. Just drop them off on Friday in the vestry, and the girls will place them on Saturday for the wedding." Slightly miffed at not being trusted to place my own arrangements, I put down the phone, cravenly agreeing to do as she'd asked. Well, naturally, I'd forgotten. The flowers, the yellow and white theme, the wedding...